There's a debate in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah whether a moheles, an isha, could be a mohel, a moheles. So they quote by eye, we see Moshe's wife did the milah, the Torah says, so they say, no, it shouldn't either she started it, but Moshe finished it, or it doesn't mean she actually did it, she appointed a shliya. So l'maisa, we paskin, a non-Jew, a Gentile, cannot do milah, that's a discussion in the Gemara, but we paskin, me'ikar ha'din, a woman can be a mahalas. I think the Shachnach writes, it's best to get a man because it's a machokes. It's a minor view that says, no, but me'ikar ha'din, if a woman was a mahalas, it's good. And so they say, b'shas hadchak, you could use an isha. So what's the shas hadchak? The Shach says shas hadchak is if it's Yom Shemini. If you don't have a woman on day 8, and so that's a shas hadchak you can use. One other say, depends if you're going to get a man right away or if you're far away. In fact, let's say you're you live in another country, out of town, and all you have is a mohelas, so then and there's no mohelas, so then that's a shas hadchak. You go ahead and do the bris. Rav Shachta used to say over from Rav Salavechik, in the name of Rav Moshe Salavechik, his father, there used to be chaplains who were out in Thailand or other places, and there were no from Yudin. The case was, yeah, so we know a non-Jew can't do a BMOL, we pass Kamikar Adin, a woman can be, but if you can, it's best to get a man. What about a Yisrael Mummer, a non-observant Jew, someone who doesn't believe, whatever the case, whatever the definition of Yisrael Mummer is. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say, no, even though we can't use the Yisrael Mummer, he can't be Machal HaShabbos, have him to be a Shabbos guy, but L'chumra, we say, he's treated like a guy regarding the mitzvah of Mila, and he can't do it. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's a no-go. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes, think of Tosus, of Enotam, that says it is good that you can use the Yisrael Mummer. So the Shaila is, I think they asked, or the Rav asked his father, Rav Moshe, that what happens if I have a chaplain out of town right now, there's a Yisrael Mummer in Thailand or somewhere who could do the milah. If I don't have him, I won't have anybody. Is it best to do the milah right now with Yisrael Mummer and rely on Rabbi Kiva Eger Tosfos? Or should I say, wait till I come back? I'm not going to be back for 3 to 6 months. So I think the basic message was, in his case, since you're from and he knows you're going to take care of the bris milah, so he felt better to wait and have it done with a yid. However, if it's a case where it's a non-from family and you're concerned that if you don't do it now, you're not going to do it at all, better rely on the Yisrael Mummer. So certainly, let's say there was a Mohelet. Mohelet is Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Is okay, what he would say, how far do you go? The Shach says, even if you can't do it on Yom Shemini, Pashas, if it was a Mohelet, and then maybe he would have said to do it right away, that'd be a Shaila, how far you take, what is B'Shas HaChak mean, and how much... to be passing like the Shulchan Aruch regarding Yisrael Mummer versus Rabbi Kiva Eger and Tosfos. So Lachu Lamaisa, you always try to get a man mohel, but if it's a Shas HaChak, you could debate how you define Shas HaChak, then Kuliyama agree. Well, Halacha, we pass when a woman is okay, but Shas HaChak, we might argue on what Shas HaChak, but a woman is good. Yisrael Mummer, that itself is a machlokas, and Shulchan Aruch paskins no. I think Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes some Rishonim Tosfos, so therefore, again, so that's a major shaila. So again, so according to Rav Moshe Salavechik, if you're concerned this person's not going to get it's either this or nothing, then go ahead and do with the Yisrael Mummer. But if not, if it's a front person, best to wait until you get back and have a Yisrael non-mummer to function as the moel.